Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
So this came out a little bit ago, but a possibility that there's a mountain lion within the city of Des Moines. Now, apparently we're hearing Des Moines police are checking into this to see what's going on. And it's actually in the neighborhood where we live in. At least that's what they're saying it might be. And so I got my wife on the phone here quick. Kristen was taking the kids to school. So, honey, did you guys see anything?
No, I just saw that on my phone. Where is it at, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere in our neighborhood, apparently, somebody spotted a mountain lion.
There's video from the area of 31st and 235.
Yeah, so not far.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know it was that close.
Oh,
so you, none of you saw it on the way? Okay. All right.
No.
So, all right.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, we're sending Kurt to see if he can find it. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, I wonder, did you want me to, like, drive around, or can I go to work?
Yeah, you can go to work. Thanks for asking, though. Appreciate your support.
Yep, I got your back.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a pic that just showed up on my Facebook feed. That is not a cat. That is not a cat. It's right by somebody's back porch. Their video must have picked it up.
Wow. They are telling people, you know, the whole small pets, small kids.
Yeah, that's not a
dog.
Keep
an eye
either.
On them. You
that,
sure?
Look at it. That's not mistaking. I mean, that's not.
No.
I mean, that looks like a mountain lion.
No, that's not my house. Thank God. We sent our producer, Kurt, out to do some investigative reporting this morning. Kurt is on the scene. Hey, Kurt.
Crikey, good morning. I'm tracking the mountain lion.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm right next to you could almost call it a savanna. It's a big green space right here at the corner of 31st Street and 235, right by the westbound entrance.
All right, 31st and 235 westbound entrance. Is that,
yes.
Okay, that's where you are. And so what are you doing to try to find the mountain lion? I don't think it's going to come to you.
No, you know, I thought, what would a mountain lion like? And of course, I bought a bag of... I'm shaking a bag of temptations. I've laid out a whole line of temptations going all the way up the walkway to the sidewalk, and I'm hiding behind this pole so it can't see me.
Okay.
I got some soft food, too, because cats can't resist soft food. If I had a fork, I would be banging it against, making that noise. They'd come running.
By the way, by soft food, do you mean you? And you should also know, I've been doing a little research, and mountain lions attack from behind. They usually go right for the base of your skull.
So
this is why you should have taken my helmet. I offered you my helmet before you left to protect your neck, and you didn't take it.
What helmet do you have with you today?
I think one of the kids. I always have something.
Okay, that would have fit. Yeah, I've got my head on a swivel right now. You never know where the thing this animal might attack from.
From behind, she said.
I just told you.
I'm from behind? Well, okay, I'm so head on a swivel. I'm an idiot spinning around at 31st Street right now in shorts because I did not look at the weather.
And dropping cat food.
Dropping cat food.
Yes, we got good temptations. It's savory salmon flavor.
By the way, this is exactly what they don't want people doing right now.
Right, well, I'm saving everybody by allowing myself. I'm going to capture it, Colleen. I'm going to bring it back.
Kurt's, he's doing a public service.
Yes.
You should know.
When we think of brave reporters, don't we all think of Kurt?
I'm right on the front lines here.
You should
I
also
see everybody else just in their car waving. Hello, how are you? She's listening.
All right. Well, okay.
Colleen's got some more facts for
good,
you.
Good.
Okay,
right,
they're
good.
Faster than you think.
Oh.
And they're also solitary animals, unless they're females, because then they usually have their young with them.
Mm.
That would be bad. Don't mess with the young.
Yeah, okay.
So since it's by itself, it's probably a male.
Okay, so maybe. So it's just looking for a meal then, too?
Yes, usually deer, rabbits.
Oh,
or you.
I'm getting some honk. Come on, yes. Don't worry, I'm keeping Des Moines safe.
Hey, we appreciate the honks, but don't scare it away.
Yes, exactly right. We have to be very quiet. I'll shake it. Taking the bag again. Oh, don't do that with the bag open. They fly everywhere. All right. I'm searching. I'm now walking through the grassy area in case it's laying down.
Mm-hmm. Of course, in the weeds. It's where it would hide. Right, Carl? Carl, do you have that fact, or is there another fact?
They can leap as high as 15 and as far as 40 feet. So 40 right now, feet? It could pounce on you.
It could come out of nowhere as much as nowhere. 40 feet away?
Yes, and from behind. That's their M.O.
The cat treats aren't going to help at that point.
Oh, gosh. I hope our lawyers don't know that this is happening. Oh, my gosh. The liability. Okay, well.
I'm making purring sound effects. Oh,
that's, and they don't roar. That's another thing. Mountain lions don't roar. They purr.
Uh-huh. They purr? Okay, good.
They purr. Yeah.
Of course I know this. I'm an expert trapper.
Steve Irwin is rolling over right now. Okay.
All right, now they're looking at some person doing this weird dance.
You're going to be arrested.
There were, lucky. I will say, there's been a little bit level, I've seen a couple police cars going past 31st and 235. There's one that pulled into this dead end over here for no reason. So I do think that they are looking for this thing.
Okay. So there you go.
There's another one that just pulled out over there. There's Channel 8. Too late, Channel 8. I'm capturing this. Nice try, Debbie Clark.
Kurt, first on the scene. That makes people feel good.
I'm shaking my temptation treats at them now.
By the way, I put a picture, Kurt, I don't know if you saw the picture I put on our Facebook page.
It's huge.
It is. I mean, it's not a bobcat. No, I looked up the difference between bobcats and mountain lions. It is not a bobcat.
Okay, how could you tell?
Well, a lot of things are different. The coloring is different. Okay. Bobcats usually have some striping. This has nothing.
Okay. Kurt? Yeah. There's a mountain lion around you somewhere.
All right, I'm looking for it.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, KCCI just looked at me weirdly. Mm-hmm. Giving up on the story already? The real story's about to happen.
Yes, idiot gets attacked by mountain lion with temptations and cat food in his hands.
Well, this is great. Last time we got you in the hospital, we have audio, but we don't have video. So thank goodness KCCI showed up for that.
All right.
Well, don't worry. I video every bit of my life. We'll get this attack. We'll get it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Good luck, Kurt. Kurt's out at 31st and 235.
In all seriousness, if you're in that area, just keep an eye on your little pets.
And the kid.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.